Could the next great opera voice be discovered here in Ireland?
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven,
and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood and I hollered, someone paid me.
But the passengers, they know right from wrong, for the people all said, sit down, sit down, you rock in the boat.
People all said, sit down, sit down, you rock in the boat.
And the devil will drive.
Well, that is the Wexford Factory Academy performing Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat from the film Guys and Dolls as the finale to Wexford Opera Festival last year. Later this morning, auditions for Ireland's Opera Fame Academy will get underway as singers and pianists look and hope for a place in the 2024 Wexford Factory. Rosetta Cookey is Artistic Director of Wexford Festival Opera and she's on the line. Rosetta, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. This factory was your brainchild during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
What inspired it?
Well, what inspired me was the duty of an international festival like Wexford to give to this young singer the possibility to fly, to go, to grow up and to go somewhere else. Anyway, to grow up a new generation of singers. I think that this is a duty for any institution everywhere. So this was my deal, this was my goal, and I made it. And I made it in the worst moment because, as you say, 2020 was, as everybody knows, a nightmare. But we were able to do it. And now we are actually in the third group that is coming to audition for the beginning of 2024 Factor. Now, it's like before a match, a football match. There are 65 young singers that are ready to go, very excited.
And how many places, Rosetta, are there?
There are 12 to 15.
Okay.
So not a lot, but this is as every game and every serious academy. You cannot have too many people. You have to choose about talent, about skills, about the possibility how to do it. And this is the reason, because we don't only audition like sing a song and that's it. No. Each singer will work with me in terms of attitude, of stagecraft, or singing, or talking, or stay on stage. So it will be tough.
Yes. And for those who are successful then, what is available to them? What happens to them then once they get into the factory?
Well, there is an intensive academy that takes 2 weeks. And then after these 2 weeks, they will be with us on the main stage. They will have the possibility to sing in an opera dedicated to them. And they will stay with us for 2 years. 2 years means that an artist can really grow up with together with this institution, this Wexford Festival Opera.
And what are they working towards ultimately? What do you hope for them once they complete the academy?
I hope that they will exit from Wexford to be interpreter, to be an artist, not only to be just a singer. I mean, this world, the two-day world, require artists, require top level. And this is our hope, to give to these people the possibility to shine.
Well, I was wondering, I mean, the standard must be very high then. This is competing at the highest level, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have a partnership with Rossini Opera Festival in Italy, with Opera for Peace in Paris. And these people, one of them will be chosen to go there and having a couple of weeks in another academy. So the idea of exchange internationally among artists is there. So yes. They have a tough, let's say, half an hour each in the next few days.
Yeah.
And then who will succeed will have really a great journey with us.
What an opportunity. With the very best of luck to you all and to all those taking part, thank you for talking to us. Rosetta Cookie, Artistic Director of Wexford Festival Opera.